I'm sitting here with Alan as we drive into the airport, and I thought I'd rack his brain. Seems we've got an Iditarod veteran sitting right next to me who can tell us a lot more about the trail than what we can see on the tracker. So we thought we'd just look at this leg that Ali's on now. Roan to Nicolai, 75 miles. So what can the teams expect on that trail, Alan?
Well, she's not to Roan yet, but that'll be her next checkpoint. It's a long run. It's 75 miles, but it seems like it's 100 sometimes. There's a lot of ups and downs. You have a lot of hills, but not really tall hills. And a lot of them, we call them buffalo tunnels, because there's a lot of buffalo in the area that they transplanted long ago. And these buffalo roam there. That's where the buffalo roam. You ever heard that saying?
Yep.
But these little hills are probably, 100 feet high, and there's a lot of them. One side of the hill is facing south, and one side of the hill is facing north. So normally, the sun melts all the snow off the south side, and this year it's definitely going to happen, as warm as it is. So you have rocks and you have tree branches and everything you're going over to get to the top, and then on the back side where the sun doesn't hit, you have snow, which is good to help you to slow down a little bit. So it's just for the first half from Roan to Nicolai, you have these buffalo tunnels. You're going up and down these little small hills, but it's a little technical because you're going back and forth, up and down, and you will not go to sleep, or it will cost you.
Yeah.
So the second half is a lot easier because the hills go away and it's only flat. You go through marsh land and flat land for the next probably 30 miles until you get to Nicolai. So there you go. That's just a quick synopsis of the Roan to Nicolai.
Cool, thanks.